Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The evening skies over Jerusalem are clear, offering a mild night ahead. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are cooling, making for a pleasant evening. Meanwhile, Haifa experiences a gentle breeze under starry skies. Here are today's headlines. First, in an interview on U.S. television, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated the conflict with Hezbollah should remain separate from the Iranian war, as reported by JTA earlier today. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, Lebanon has requested the United States to urge Israel to cease its attacks, with hostilities persisting mostly in southern Lebanon. Also this hour. From Mariv, former President Trump has threatened Iran with a new plan after stalled negotiations, with reports indicating a military option is on the table. Separately, JNS reports that Rafael's chair, Yuval Steinitz, claims the Iron Dome system has intercepted 99% of rockets, emphasizing Israel's defense stance in the ongoing Iran conflict. And finally, I-24 News notes, Israeli lawmakers are urging police to allow Jewish access to the Temple Mount on Jerusalem Day. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News, an Israeli broadcaster, shared minutes ago that Iran's parliament speaker warned their forces are ready to respond to any aggression. OSINT 613, an intelligence analyst, relayed that the White House deputy press secretary stated President Trump is keeping all options open on Iran without rushing decisions. Meanwhile, Memory reported earlier that Egypt is pushing for limited Israel-Lebanon security talks, which could leave Hezbollah armed. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's interview on 60 Minutes, he emphasized the need to address Hezbollah and Iran as distinct issues. This approach could influence international diplomatic strategies, particularly with U.S. involvement. Turning to Lebanon's plea for U.S. intervention, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, this request comes amid ongoing tensions in the region. The outcome could affect the fragile truce and regional stability. Meanwhile, Trump's latest threat to Iran, as detailed by Mariv, underscores the complexities in U.S.-Iran relations. His plan could shift the dynamics of Middle Eastern geopolitics. Additionally, Yuval Steinitz's defense of the Iron Dome on JNS highlights its critical role in Israel's national security. The system's effectiveness reassures civilians amid ongoing threats. Finally, the call for Jewish access to the Temple Mount on Jerusalem Day raises potential tensions in Jerusalem, according to I-24 News. The police decision could impact religious and political climates. On the economic front. First, Mariv Business reports that Israel has been invited to participate in NASA's Artemis 3 and 4 feet missions, marking a significant opportunity for the nation's space industry. Separately, at the Calcalist conference, Strauss Group CEO Shai Babad emphasized the transformative impact of AI on businesses, highlighting the need for adaptation in uncertain times. And finally, Ynet Business reveals a new index from Henley Alpha Geo shows investors are changing strategies due to the Middle East crisis, impacting global risk assessments and capital flows. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.